Pickaxe.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to High Rollers, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois, run by Dungeon Master Mark Sherlock Humes, with me, Tom, playing Keela Cadcalar, the bard slash cleric.
I am Chris Trott. I'm playing Lucius Viren Elwin Elenastro, and I am a high elf sorcerer.
Hi, I'm Rhiannon. I'm playing Sentry. I am a guardian paladin.
Hi, I'm Katie. I'm playing Ayla, a wild elf barbarian.
And I'm Kim. I'm playing Nova, who is an Air Ganassi, and she is a Hexblade Warlock.
We're sponsored by D&D Beyond. You already know to check the link in the description, so if you haven't yet, what are you waiting for? Make some characters. The party have some time to kill, so Quill and Lucius finally enter the Spell Clash tournament.
Welcome back to High Rollers. Ooh. Hello. We were just talking about voices for Solid Snake and Johnny Bravo. Mm. And Karan from Voltron. welcome back. So, party. You make your way through the streets of Cali's Rest, and you come to the large plaza that a few of you have visited before, but a new site for Ayla and Sentry. A large open plaza, buildings all around the outside, and the center of which is a large stone dome. About the size of like the Globe Theatre kind of thing. About big enough for about 300-400 people, 200-300 people inside. The surface, the stone surface of the dome itself is inlaid with runic patterns that glow. And you see these pulses of magic explode all over the dome. Swirls of colour, pulses of light, lines that sketch out in geometric shapes. Around the stone building, there are several small stone buildings, of which you can see a few gathered crowds, gathered guards, etc. And there is a small entranceway, an archway that leads inside the dome itself, where you can begin to hear kind of like the murmurings of a growing crowd. And you can see that there are indeed people lining up with tickets, ready to participate in something upcoming. Mm-hmm. Lucius, Quill, you've been here before. You have a signed and paid for form. You still have to pay for your membership, your license fee.
Oh, Nova gave me a big sack of gold.
Arvel said that he would cover the entrance fees.
So okay,
this one's free.
Did he cover mine?
He reimbursed you. Oh, because you paid for 100 gold, and he said that he would reimburse it. Nice. Well, no. I think that you said that you were going to pay for it, but that he would do other sponsorships and you would introduce him to Daddy and there would be some sort of deal there. So yeah, you don't get it back. But it is all on your money.
Yeah.
And you can see that as you begin approaching Quill, you probably notice this. There is a dwarven man who is talking to two other robed figures,
right,
wearing sort of merchant's clothes.
Is it racist to ask if it's Arvel?
It's not Arvel. Okay. It appears to be, you saw him briefly, I think, before. You recognize him as being Torgon Emmerdown. He is the manager for Clash of the Champions, one of these recruitment companies. And he's watching you kind of like, what are these guys doing? As you begin making your way over to the ticket entrance.
I think as we're walking through, I'm like, now Sentry, I need to reaffirm this to you. There are shields. We are totally protected. The arena is laced with magic.
Okay.
There's very, very little chance I'll get hurt. Extremely small chance.
I mean, do you want to do like a signal or something in case you're in trouble? Like wave your arms or something?
I don't mean to worry you more, but if I wave my arms and I'm in trouble, you won't be able to help anyway. I'll be fine. There's a shield. There's so many precautions in place to stop injuries from happening. Plus, I think any time we're in combat and I get injured, it's because they're cheating and using physical weapons. This is a spell clash tournament.
Oh, they could cheat, couldn't they? Well, maybe it's too real. Maybe it's still time to pull out, you know? Maybe
if
freeze
they cheat,
is a big deal.
Do you get, could you, like, get money back from them? Because
if they cheat, they're disqualified. Lucius, are you worried?
Well, it's just a really big dome, you know, and there's a lot of people watching.
I mean,
if they cheat, can I beat them up in the alley at the back?
Absolutely. That's your prerogative.
Yes.
But,
okay.
Lucius, this was all your idea. Mm. You can't.
Yeah, it seemed good on paper.
It seems great on paper.
I think you're just nervous. Is it the flashy lights? Is that making you nervous?
Yes, it's all very, very big, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
I mean, do the preliminaries take place?
It's a lot visually.
Preliminaries take place in the dome, yeah.
With the audience as well.
Yeah, well, some people come along to watch them because it's the chance to see upcoming, you know.
Oh, I see. So this is why talk
duelists
there as
kind of thing.
Listen, we've seen you fight in hundreds of combats against ghosts, against undead, against cows. You're going to be fine.
Cows.
You'll be totally fine.
You're right.
So as you begin making your way over from this conversation,
Bardic Inspiration.
You can see...
You're right.
Yeah? You're going to give him a Bardic Inspiration die?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Give him a D6.
How long does it last?
10 minutes, I think.
Let's go now! Really quickly.
You see at the ticket booth, you see Arvel and Valor buying tickets.
Hello.
You look over and Valor's like, hey, hey! She like waves over and Arvel's like, hey, thought we'd come, was wondering when you'd show up. We weren't sure exactly when your match was, so we thought we'd just come along and watch for the day.
Well, to be fair, we don't know when our match is ourselves.
You're not going to watch, are you?
Of course we are.
We can watch Birdie, don't watch me.
Of course we're going to watch you. Yeah, of course we're going to watch you, Lucius.
Oh, but it's embarrassing.
You're going to be fine.
Did you finalize your names? Your fancy names?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, what was it, Valor?
Painted Prince.
The Painted Prince, or like...
Prince of Pain...
I don't know, yeah, something like that. I can't really remember. Still not feeling great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a shame that.
She, like, looks really guilty. Oh, I looks at her for a second. Well, anyway, yeah, we got seats. What should I get for you and Sentry?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we would have
Let's get them all together. Let's sit together.
I'll need someone's hand to hold.
Valor's like, you can hold my hand, Sentry.
Okay.
I mean...
It's going to be fine. I watched it before. It's perfectly safe.
I mean, this is no insult to you, Valor. You have quite small hands in comparison to Sentry. You sure you want to hold Valor's hand?
I'll hold her in between my finger and thumb.
What are you saying? It's fine.
I know how
Sentry
anxious
wouldn't hurt my
she
hands.
Gets.
I wouldn't hurt her.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm just thinking maybe Ayla's hand is more appropriate to hold.
Ayla's hand is not available for holding. Thank you very much.
What if I want to hold your hand, Ayla?
Ayla's hand is not available for holding. Thank you very much.
Valor looks sad, like, okay.
I'll pat her on the head.
I was like, I'm guessing none of you want to hold my hand.
Hold on with your hand. There you go.
You regret
asking
now.
Anyway, I'm going to go buy tickets. Good luck.
Alvo, is mine... covered? Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, I'll do you proud.
So that name, Quill.
Oh, yeah. Did you write a name on the...
Bird Brave.
Nope.
Okay. Bird Brave.
I'm just going to give you the money. You deal with it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
Let's run.
All right. Well,
what?
You two come with us. Leave these two to get sand
up. Bird Brave.
I'm not Bird Brave. No.
Bird Brave.
No, we've got to go. Oh, we're so busy now.
Deadeye.
Deadeye.
I'll be fine, Sentry.
Crush. Trio hug.
Lucius comes in. Valor joins in. Like, yay!
Oh, okay. It's hurting quite a lot.
Arvel just stands with Ayla. I'm doing it.
I won't do that either.
Nope.
Sentry.
Be careful, please. Be careful, please.
No, the intention is to hurt. No, I'm joking.
I'll give both of them a good luck punch on the arm.
Ow, ow.
They really did want.
So I'm being crushed by Sentry, punched by Ayla.
You're one
only
good Ayla.
One wing left.
That's my spell arm.
All right, let's go.
I roll on
those of you who are watching. Lucius and Quill, you make your way up to, and you can see that there. You can see what was her name. Daphne.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Daphne is there. You can see her talking to a bunch of other duelists. There are three of them stood next to her. One appears to be a human man, short beard, kind of like a little goatee, very close cropped hair.
piercing blue eyes. He's talking to her. There is also a dwarven woman, looks very primal. She's got like hide armor, long dreadlocked hair, kind of leaves and vines sewn in between it. And you can see her braces are made of teeth and bones. And then next to them is just a little chubby halfling bloke. And he's got like little three quarter lengths on. He's got like a little shirt and a little vest, hands in his pockets. He's just like,
he's the threat.
I mean, I think
immediately.
To be fair, I think they've probably got the same perception to us.
Like, so you guys walk over, they look over, see you guys.
Lucius has got like arcane focus on his arms, covered in gemstones, and I walk in, I've got a blindfold, one arm, like.
You've seen some shit. Yeah. You've been through some shit.
I think I've got a massive scar across my face.
Daphne looks up like, yes, you were here yesterday, weren't you? Did you get your licenses signed?
I paid for mine already.
You've paid for them, but you remember you needed to get them signed by an approved referee.
We met with Gideon Golden Touch.
When you say that name, the human man with the beard kind of like, wow, really?
Well, he was entirely gold.
He was entirely gold.
Yeah, more like tarnished, I guess, these days. Well, I guess it's up to you.
I'm terrified. Is anyone else terrified here?
Terrified?
Yes.
No.
Nope.
The little halfling's like, I'll tell you what, I'm a bit nervous. Yeah. Never done this before.
Have you not?
Exciting, isn't it?
I'm cheering him on. He sounds great.
Do you,
Hello?
Hello, hi.
Are you doing?
Are you joining the preliminaries?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think? What sort of spells do you have? What sort of.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I do a little bit of ice magic, me.
Nice.
Oh, I probably shouldn't tell you, should I? You might be fighting. That's silly.
Well, you've
well,
just
I guess,
given
can
me
I tell you? What do you do?
Well, you've just given me the hint.
Oh!
Give way too much information.
I should know better, shouldn't I? And you can see the human man just rolls his eyes. The dwarven woman looks over and is just like, you really are a dumb piece of shit. He's like, there's no need for that, love. All right, calm down. She's just like, y'all are jokers. She just like turns around. She's like, Daphne, you got my forms right. She's like, yes, you're very good, Thorn Whisper. Go on, off you go, backstage. She's like, heads off.
Who are you all signed with, by the way?
The human man is just like, signed up with Clash of the Champions, of course.
Okay.
Best company across all of Savona.
Oh, sure. You don't want anything out of this then, no?
I'm going to get plenty when I'm a famous duelist.
When? If?
When?
God, you can really give it back.
Like, looks over, he's just like, let's see how well you do. You know, with your handicaps and everything.
Ooh. Yes, well, they do affect me quite substantially.
Little halfling's like, here, you're a brave one, aren't you, going in there? I'll tell you what, that's really admirable, that is.
Listen, I've been through a lot of stuff. I'm just here for the experience.
Oh, what?
Be honest.
Well, I hope you have a good match, mate. I hope that we get to have a bit of a fight.
You too.
Thanks, man. Here, lovely.
I like this guy.
Chauncey Bree Willow. Holds his hand out.
Oh, well, Quilek Ad Kalar. My
nice
friends
to
call
meet.
Me Quill. You can call me Quill.
Well, that's lovely. Thank you very much, Quill. And who's this fancy fella? Look at you.
Hello
mate.
Hello. Hello, it's great to meet you.
What kind of magic do you do?
Oh, I do all... not very much. Yeah.
You're doing the old mind
games. I'm trying to.
I've learned a lot already.
My palms are sweating. I need to change my gloves, actually.
Do you have a, a stage name?
Me?
Yeah.
Chauncey. Chauncey Bree Willow.
Straight with the first name. If you had a stage name for me, I know we've only just met, but what would you...
Stage name?
Well, you know, like, there was Rafe, there was Persephone, there was...
Who were they?
Spell Clash. They played yesterday.
Oh, were they another more mages, are they?
Yeah.
They... Nice! Yeah.
And they had personas. They came in, one was dressed entirely in... Don't worry.
I'm not from around here. I don't know. Is that a Savonan word?
Where are you from?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm up from,
Yes!
I'm from Aelsereth.
Aelsereth?
Aelsereth. Yeah. It's a northern continent.
Continent. Right. Okay.
What?
I'm not making fun, though. I was just Tom saying that.
All right.
Well, anyway. I wish you luck in the tournament. Don't beat me.
All right. Well, I mean, no, if we fight, best man wins, or best bird man. Best bird or man? Well, half man.
I look forward to seeing it.
Nice. All right.
Good
bye then.
Goodbye.
Nice to meet you, mister. Sweaty hands.
Yeah, well.
He gets off. And he goes through water and she's like, no, 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 Chauncey, that way. He's like, oh, this way. All right. One plods off.
I bet he's fucking powerful as shit.
The human man is incredible. The human man just is like, well, introductions are done. Well, I guess if we're doing introductions, Rick to Glendale.
Rick to Glendale?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Rick D.
Yeah.
Glendale?
You should probably know me as Rick to the Evocator. Richter the Evocator.
Oh, Richter.
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 Yes. And your name, sir?
Lucius.
Did you say Richter?
Tyrion Elowin Elanasto.
Elanasto. Why do we know the name?
Oh, you may have heard of it before.
Elanasto. From the Sky Cities, I'm assuming.
Ghost paper, yes. Nail on the head.
Yes, I've heard about you. You're involved in the Ethereum trade.
Yes.
Family, yes, yes, I've heard the name.
Had a firm foot in it for many a century.
Oh, very good. Well, it's nice to meet another civilized person at this sort of thing.
How dare you?
What do you mean?
There's very civilized people among us.
Yeah.
He looks over like, where? He like, oh, I see your friends. Yes, of course.
Yes.
Extremely civilized.
Bertie.
Hmm. Well, good luck.
Can I ask
good luck,
what
rectum
sort of spells you? You said evocator. I imagine make evocations.
Certainly can. Oh. And then he just begins to make his way off.
My name's Keelek Flame Man.
He's left.
Oh. Now he thinks I'm going to cast flame spells.
Well.
That's very clever.
Tricked him.
Daphne looks over. Well, last thing, just I need names if you wish to go by. You can go by your real names, or you can come up with some sort of ridiculous name like many of the others.
Okay.
Deadeye.
I mean, no one else is doing names.
Are they not?
It will feel really dumb if they do.
Wouldn't it?
You could still do Painted
Prince. The Painted Man.
Prince.
The Painted Prince.
Painted Prince.
All right. Deadeye?
I don't have nobility, though. Oh, that's a lie.
We've got a way, haven't we? We're not there anymore.
You're currently in the stand waiting.
You hear across the stadium, Burn Brain!
Was the
just hear an echo.
Burn Brain. The one with the fur armor and the bones and the aggressive look on her face, did she have a name?
Yes, Thorn Whisper.
Thorn Whisper?
Mm-hmm.
In that case,
she's druidically trained.
I'll go with Quill.
Really? After Quill all is. This?
I can't think of all anything. Right. I panicked.
So, this will be your first time. I've already given the speech to the others, so we'll run through things.
Are we late?
I'm taking you backstage. No. It won't begin until you're ready.
Okay, good.
So, first things first, we'll determine randomly who will be paired against. The other three that you met are also trialists. They're preliminaries. Before the match begins, each of you will receive the Spellclash Shield. This will absorb a certain amount of damage. Which you can replenish using your own arcane energies.
Okay.
Ask a question.
Like Birdie, he can heal. Is it that kind of energies, or do I put like a spell into it?
Channel a spell into the shield itself. You'll have a feeling for it once it's cast upon you, but the tier of magic that you would normally, that percentage of energy that you would normally accompany to a spell, you can channel that into it.
We put a spell slot into it.
A spell slot.
Okay.
That will replenish some energy of the shield. Healing yourself shouldn't be necessary. There are a couple of things that you should note. Causing any harm to a person once the Spellclash Shield has been broken will result in a disqualification and your opponent will win.
Has that ever happened?
It can happen. Sometimes mages will summon a creature, it will lose control, and once the Spellclash Shield goes down, the summoned creature may continue attacking.
Can I ask, do you have any magic missile potentials? Because I fire hundreds at a time.
Yes.
Three. But... like, if one hits and that breaks the shield and then the other two hit?
I believe that you're still in control of the missiles. You could simply choose them to strike the ground or something.
I have that level of control, yes.
Yes. Well, I would certainly hope so.
Well, I've never seen you...
It should also be noted that enchantment magic, there is no official forfeit during a spell class match. So if you were thinking of mind controlling an opponent into quitting the match... that simply won't work. It will be up to the referees to determine if a person is no longer capable of fighting.
Right.
The ward will remain in place for the duration of the battle.
Spells that require a physical attack. There are some spells which allow you to make a sword strike as part of it. These will register against the shield. But however, normal fighting techniques will be result in a disqualification as well. Everything must be part of a spell or some sort of spell-like ability.
So if I was to channel energies into an implement and hit the shield with it, that's fine.
Yes. For example, there is a spell that I know is called Green Flame Blade. That would be perfectly usable, but if you were to simply start hitting your opponent with a big hammer, that's a big no-no.
Do you have a glass of water?
You will have time for refreshments just before your match.
Right.
Also, a little bit of piece of advice. Don't forget that Spell Clash is very much about the crowd. Getting them on your side, having them invigorate you can be beneficial. But it shouldn't be done as... don't think that it'll see you through a match merely by itself. The crowd's very important, but it will only take you so far. If there's anything else you need to know, you may, of course, ask. Right, and she leads you into a large kind of waiting area where there are two wizened-looking older mages, probably in their 50s or 60s, and they are in deep meditation. The other three hopefuls are sat down, and you can see that there's a short corridor that leads out onto the stage itself. Daphne goes over to what appears to be like a big kind of round clouded sphere, and she drops in parchments with your names written on them, and then she's going to randomly draw opponents.
Really, what
I'm
going to
get Thorn Whisper, aren't I?
Yes.
So for Quill. So for Quill, she draws in. Quill will face Richter the Evocator.
Oh no,
I march you down.
Kick his ass.
I mean, I. Lucius.
I'm sorry.
Chancey.
So in fact, I'll do a d4 then. So 1, 2. And Lucius, the Painted Prince will face Chauncey Breewillow.
Yay!
I rolled it, man.
Oh, no.
So.
He seemed very powerful.
So Thorn Whisper, she says, yeah, like, Thorn Whisper will face off against one of the current things in a trial match. So it's like a bye through. She basically gets like a, she'll play against one of the official
champions. Oh, wow, she's like wrecked.
Well, not necessarily. There will be handicaps. There will be certain handicaps put in place.
She's wrecked.
She has to do it with one hand tied behind her back.
So.
That's my, what I could say. I guess I could do this with one hand tied behind my back.
So, you have time.
I can't believe you called yourself Quill.
You have some time just before your match if there is anything you would like to do. You are, now that you are backstage, you are permitted to cast any spells on yourself prior to the match. But there will not be enough time for a short rest. So any spell slots you spend now, they're going to be basically be spent. You can see Richter, Thorn Whisper, all begin applying spells to themselves.
What's everyone casting on themselves?
You can make an Arcana check.
No, I'm asking.
Oh, you're asking? Like, they just coolly do not engage. They're like, I'm preparing. And then they go back to their doing. You see Richter kind of covers himself in like a shimmering purple aura. You watch as the Thorn Whisper woman, her skin begins growing bark-like protrusions all over it. She's like...
I miss being a druid.
Quill, they're all doing things.
I don't...
Shouldn't we be... I need to lie down.
I don't know what they could...
Is your heart beating through your chest?
A little bit. Now I know they're casting stuff.
5 minutes, Quill versus...
We don't have
the
enough
evocator.
Time.
But how's my hair? Stands... Arval, Valor, Ayla, and Sentry, you're all sat down. You sat there for a while they're kind of getting their preparations. Arval buys some fried potato slices.
Yes.
For everybody, salted. There are also drinks. There's tankards of beer for Ayla and Arval, and then he gets water or like a juice for Valor and probably for Sentry. And... You guys
Ayla
take your seats.
Bart against Sentry. Oh.
Yeah, if you want, he'll beat you what you want. So if you want a beer, you have a beer. Arval just makes this.
Drug Sentry is fun.
You guys get your seats, and after a little bit of time, music begins to pump through the dome. It's kind of pounding like.
Not spitting.
Oh, that's a bit much.
Bam! Spotlight on this big open 90-foot square field filled with rocks and trees and rivers as this purple shielded haze erupts around it like a big cube. The lights above begin to twinkle. Vala begins like bouncing in her seat, like, yeah!
Woo! I'll give Sentry a single pinky to hold.
the two strong women gripping pinkies against each other.
It's like one arm.
This is all you get.
As the music begins to swell, the lights blare down onto it, and you see a very well-dressed man with slicked back black and white hair wearing a very pristine-looking merchant's uniform appears. He brings up a small cylindrical device to his mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to today's preliminary matches for our newest Bow Clash Duelists. We've got three matches coming up this afternoon with three hopefuls ready to enter the Suvonen Tournament. Let's give it up for our first match. At this point, Quill, is there anything that you have cast on yourself in the interim?
Everything lasts like a minute. Like...
Okay, in that case, you are just led through the tunnel. You take your place. You don't get the super cool entrances just yet. You're just preliminaries. So you are brought out at the same time as Richter. As you hear, our first match will be between Richter the Evocator, and you, the crowd, like a few people, like smatterings of claps and things, versus Quill!
He didn't name himself! What the heck, Bernie?
And then there's a few confused, like,
Is Richter doing anything when he walks out?
He's just very calmly just looking. He looks very imperious, just like, I am fucking great.
Okay, I'm walking
like an asshole sentry.
I'm walking like behind him, like limping a little bit.
Yeah.
And I like, my eyes are super wide. I look up to the crowd and I'm just like, I hope to give you a good game.
Yeah. You find that your voice is projected. So the thaumaturgy cantrip boosts your voice around the room.
Okay.
Make a perform check.
I'm like trying to look like not miserable, but feeble.
This is a deceptional performance check for sure.
Yeah,
I mean,
what?
19 plus.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
21 with deception.
Okay. So, you get a D6,
ooh,
which you will keep until you spend it, or Richter does something to gain the crowd's favour in exchange.
Oh, I see.
Oh, so that's
it's
cool.
Like a little bonus D6. You can add that to attack rolls or saving throws.
Okay.
So, you are taken into position. You are positioned approximately 60 feet away from each other, taking on either stands of this arena. Let the first preliminary match of today begin! Roll initiative.
Natural
20. Natural 20!
Oh, shit. Good start.
So, Richter is on that. So, natural, so total.
Brianna, you're so stressed
22.
Out.
22? Quill, you're the first to react. As soon as it goes, you can see Richter beginning to channel up some sort of energy in his hands. You're not quite sure what it is.
Okay, so I'm going to... Is there still a thaumaturgy on my voice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to, like, look at him and say, like, so do I go first or do you go first? But I'm ready in action.
Okay.
If he casts anything at me, I'm going to, like, high-level guiding bolt his ass.
Okay, so you begin calling out to him. And he just, and there's kind of like a half laugh amongst the crowd, like, oh, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. And you just hear Richter like, now's not the time for apprentices, my dear bird. And he plunges his hand into the ground. An enormous earthen fist erupts to try and grab you. So you had a ready action, so go ahead with your spell.
Okay, I launch a level 2 guiding bolt at
him. So yeah, make the attack roll and everything that you need to for me, please.
Oh, no. You can add your thing though.
Can I add this now? Or is
you
it?
Can add the, yeah, once you've spent it though, it's gone, so.
10.
Okay, so 10. So he comes running at you, and you're like, do you go for. And then you wham! You throw the guiding bolt out, this kind of like spray of feathery light.
Yeah.
Flies at him. But as he's running, Naruto running, of course, he dives to the side as the bolts fly past his head. One of them almost catches him, but this purple sheen around his form, like some sort of mage armor,
wraps.
Bounces off him, and then he plunges his hand into the ground. I need you to give me a strength saving throw.
Oh, good. That's a good one. Have you ever looked at Quill and thought, wow, he's strong? Seven.
Seven. So this giant earthen fist...
You're enjoying this so much.
...erupts out of the ground, grips around you, and it hits the shield, but the shield is closing on you, and it begins crushing away, and you can hear the shield beginning to crack. By the way, you have 50 points on your spell class shield. I also forgot to give you the rules. So as a bonus action, you can expend a spell slot to restore HP to the spell shield equal to 2x the level.
Okay.
Once it's broken, it ends. But you can track your damage on that and then pass it over to Trot.
All right, so how much damage have I just taken?
So it's only 5 bludgeoning damage, but you are now restrained.
I'm restrained?
Mm-hmm.
Cool!
To break out, you'll need to make a strength check to break out of the restraint, as this thing is like pushing down on you.
Right.
Whilst you are restrained, you also have disadvantage on any attack rolls that you make.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was his go. He's moved forward 30 feet, so he's about 30 feet away from you, and he can see him concentrating. He's, like, holding his hand into the ground as this thing. He's just like, what's the matter, bird? Feeling a squeeze? You're good.
What's the matter, Richter? You feeling the same whole person?
Okay. So, wisdom saving throw?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is a 6.
He's so held for a minute.
So he's held, but I believe he can maintain concentration. So he's paralyzed.
Paralyzed. He can continue making wisdom saves.
Can't take actions or reactions. Okay. So as an action, he can crush the hand. So the hand is still there, but it's no longer exerting the force as he just, his whole body seizes up. And he's like, so that was your action. Would you like to try and break free?
Yes, okay. I would.
Break free.
It does say he can't move or speak.
Yes.
So he's
already cast the spell, so now it's just in his mind he's concentrating on it.
Okay.
But he has to use an action to use it to do more damage to you. Because this spell is like he can continuously do damage as long as you're held by it.
Right. Although hold person is an action to do.
Yes, but you can still try and escape as a... Yeah, I think it's just as a move action you can do it.
Yeah. 7. What is it? Sorry, dex.
Strength saving throw.
8.
8. You're pressing against this magical hand, which is no longer crushing you, but still gripping you. And you're like, and it just won't break. But you can see he's there. At the end of at so the start we, of what, his turn, by the way,
no,
end of his turn.
We're just saying, what's happening?
End of his turn, he's just still in place.
He's still frozen.
He's still frozen, so he can't take any action, so it goes over to you.
I'm going
to...
what is it? Oh, I took away Bless. Damn it. Okay, I'll just try again to get out. Natural 20.
Natural 20. So you kind of push your way out, and you manage to squeeze open this kind of earth hand, pull your form through it, wiggle your way out and jump out of this hand, escaping from the restrained condition.
And he's now frozen.
He is currently frozen, yes.
In that case,
advantage against him.
I will cast Spiritual Weapon.
Okay, bonus action, Spiritual Weapon.
Will have a bonus against him as well.
Advantage against him, yep.
And I will attack with that.
Okay, what does it look like?
I mean, I'm panicking, so it's like...
Ayla's hammer.
Yeah, I think of, like, really cool weapon. Yeah. It's Ayla's hammer.
Yes!
I'm, like, freaking out. Hammer appears out of energy, and that kind of causes the crowd, like, ooh!
Nat 20.
Nat 20!
That's a crit.
So it's already a crit against him.
It's a wacky!
Well, no, he's... Oh, yes, actually, because he's paralyzed.
So paralyzed.
Yep, so critical hit.
Oh, if I'm within 5 feet of him.
Well, the spiritual weapon is within 5 feet of him, so I would say this still counts.
So I would give him a whack in, the only way I know how, and that's
so double the dice.
Ayla's hammer.
Ayla's very happy.
12 plus 3, 15 damage.
15 points of damage to his shield.
Nice.
So you watch as this hammer slams into this frozen form, and you watch as it impacts against this blue outline around him, and you see cracks like begin to form.
I like spell clash that dream. I like spell clash!
At the end of his turn... That is a 13.
He's doing it.
So he's like, finally, he's like, he's just like, what a dull move. As he now like brings himself back in to a defensive position. That's technically at the end of his go, I believe. So what do you do, Quill?
I am going to cast Shield of Faith on myself.
Yep. Now, is that concentration? Because Spiritual Weapon goes...
I don't cast Spiritual Weapon on Shield of Faith on myself. Oh, no, wait. Spiritual Weapon isn't a concentration.
Okay, cool. Sure.
So I Shield of Faith myself, plus 2 AC. And then keep whacking.
Yeah, with another whack.
Whack.
Wait, is it a bonus action to do Spiritual Weapon?
If it's a bonus action to do attack it with a second turn, then you can't cast Spiritual Shield of Faith as well. You don't get 2 bonus actions per turn.
Oh, I see. As a bonus action, I can move and attack with it.
Yes, so you can't cut Shield of Faith and Spiritual Weapon.
Okay, in that case, I'll Shield of Faith.
But you could Guardian,
then...
you could Guiding Bolt. Spiritual Weapon stays.
No, I'll do a Sacred Flame instead, because that's a bonus action, Shield of Faith, action, Sacred Flame.
Yeah, because it's a cantrip. Okay, what's the... Is Dex saving throw?
Yep, 13.
So that is 13.
Damn.
So now that he's free, he leaps to the side, as this flame launches past him. And now free, he still technically has... Oh, I did make a concentration saving throw for his Maximilian's Grasp, which he failed, so the Maximilian's Grasp is gone.
Maximilian's Grasp? Maximilian's Never heard grasp. Of that.
He will turn around, and he's just like... He like looks, he leaps to the side, and then he brings his hands up, and lightning begins crackling down, and he's just like... Evocation Bolt! And like launches
like
it down towards
move.
You. Let's do a quick. I wish I'd got my spell card.
Lightly hurt
to get them.
It does. Oh yeah, I'm like freaking out.
If you were around when Ayla had her fight against the guy,
I wouldn't
you'd
have been
just
around.
Be on the floor.
I'd run.
Okay, ranged spell attack against the target. So.
Ooh.
Oh, seven?
No
yeah. way.
So the Shield of Faith, like this barrier kind of as this bolt slams into it, blasting off to the side.
I feel like Quill is in the thing, like I'm sat here now, scrolling through spell list. Like,
But as he kind of like, as it blasts off, he kind of turns and he's just like, kind of makes a grand stand. He's just like, perhaps you're a bit more, perhaps you're more of a bird of prey than a pigeon than I first thought. And he kind of like tries to kind of get a laugh out of the audience, but it doesn't quite hit.
That sounds like a compliment.
Yeah, it didn't quite. Well, it's kind of like make it like compliment, but trying to, you know, make it sound like, you know, banter. But anyway, your go.
I will do a... I'm burning through spell slots, by the way. I'm going to...
That's kind of the whole point of this whole thing.
Right. Now I'm going to Guiding Bolt him.
Okay.
Level one. So...
Spell attack.
15 plus 5.
That's a hit.
And that's Guiding Bolt 4d6.
You're casting it at second level, yeah?
First level. Not great. 9, 11... 12 damage, but I have advantage on him from now on.
Okay, so for the next turn anyway. Okay. So these bolts of energy slam into the shield. You begin to see it cracking and breaking. The crowd roars as these spells impact against his shield, and the lights begin to kind of like spin around. The music swells as it slams against him. Anything else you can do on your turn?
I might actually be good at this. That's all I'm going to say.
You can bonus action with a spiritual weapon because you're not casting a spell, you're just using a spell you already got in place.
Yeah, that too.
Whack it.
I probably should have done that.
It's a bonus action, so you can do both in the turn. You can Guiding Bolt and spiritual weapon.
Natural 20.
Oh, it was! Holy
it was,
shit!
Jenny, I saw it.
Three.
So, crit.
Yeah, so
double the dice.
6, 12, 15 again.
Hell.
One,
that's 30. Just spiritual
this
weapon.
This is amazing.
So you watch as he kind of like, he staggers back from these bolts, like, what? He looks like, what the hell is happening? As this giant hammer swings in, kind of almost knocks into the ground. He skids back along the sand, dust kicking up along the grass as the crack in this shield is now quite wide and formed.
I am no Arakokra. I am a priest of Hesper.
He like looks confused for a second.
The bird god.
I don't care, I paid a fortune to be here. And he's going to launch another one of these blasts of lightning towards
you. Character.
Ooh, that is 23.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Okay, so this is going to be 2d12.
What is that he's doing? The lightning one again.
This is a witch bolt. So that is going to be 11 points of lightning damage. And you watch as the lightning kind of circles you like a tether. And he's now holding on to one end as it's kind of still... You can feel the jostling of the energy wrapping around you.
So he's actively pulling me towards him?
Not pulling you towards him, but it's like this 30-foot tether between you of like lightning.
Okay.
Give me a concentration saving throw. So constitution saving throw.
Constitution?
Mm-hmm.
14.
14, and you took how much damage? 11?
Yes.
So yeah, so you're fine. Passes. You pass the concentration check.
Okay.
Your turn.
The hammer.
Now this is going to sound wild.
Okay. Come Hazel. Go on.
So what I would like to do is I would like to hit with a spiritual weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do that anyway. I'm going to hit with a spiritual weapon. 16 plus 5. Yeah, 21.
Hits, yeah.
So 1d8. 8 plus 3, that's 11 damage.
So you watch.
This is ridiculous.
as like he's holding this tether, and you can see him like raising his hand up as if he's about to try and replenish the shield, and you just one hand, it slams into him, like knocking him to the ground as this of blue energy clashes around.
Oh, I have a really
him.
Cool move up there.
Oh. The dust settles, you just hear this crowd like, yeah!
And then I start, by the way, I start spinning because I don't think the shield's down.
Okay.
I'm like, oh.
The announcer, it kind of lets it settle, and then as soon as you don't take the next immediate action, the announcer is just like, victory, Quill!
Yay!
Was that Quill?
I did it, Lucius! You next!
Oh, I did it!
I passed out.
Okay. So the next match will be between the druid and the other character. I'm just going to roll some dice to see how well it goes. The match is brief but quite intense. She seems to be put up against a kind of plain-looking wizardy kind of fellow human, longish hair, red robes, who uses lots of fire magic. And the dwarven woman, this Thorn Whisper, she doesn't really take other animal forms, but she's constantly using like vine whips to pull herself around the arena. She like summons like these flaming bear hands that she targets into the shield. And she's very, very athletic, very, very quick, and her own physicality seems to lend itself really well to getting in close, which doesn't seem to be this wizard's forte. He's trying to keep her at range. She gets in close and then just pounds away at his shield, and eventually she wins and takes the victory as well.
Thorn Whisper.
Anything in your, whilst this is going on?
I've fainted, so okay. Hopefully someone's woken me up.
Okay. Yeah, they would come round and they'd be like, are you all right?
Oh, I'm still here. So I guess I'm back.
Quill goes backstage. Yeah, you go back during that second match. So you're probably the one that actually wakes Lucius up.
Lucius, I won. Yeah. And if I can win, you'll definitely win.
I'm up against Chauncey. I have no chance.
Chauncey. Chauncey. I mean, Chauncey. Come on.
I'm really excited to see him.
It's all a facade, you know?
I mean, I don't know what kind of spellcasters they have in Aylesbury.
Exactly. No one knows.
I mean, someone does.
He's a mystery.
I don't think he's...
I'm out. I can't do it.
Lucius, Painted Prince, and Chauncey Breewillow, you're up in 3 minutes.
Oh, Quill, do you want to go ahead and wear my coat? You just did really well.
No, look, it's fine. You've got this. It easily, you've got this. If I'm the worst spellcaster in the team, and I just beat the Evocator...
Sorry, where did you get that information from?
What?
The worst spellcaster in the team?
Well, easily. I mean, I've seen the kind of things you can cast, all different kinds of
elements. Don't put yourself down, Bertie. You're fantastic. Well, don't forget that.
I mean, I keep...
Anyway, I've got spell clash.
What I'm trying to say is Bardic Inspiration.
Oh, thank
for 10
you.
Minutes.
So you get a D6.
Nice. An extra D6.
Okay.
For 10 minutes.
All right. Are you ready? One of the wizards comes up to you. It's like...
Who, right. Me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
All right. Stand there for a second. And he begins casting a ritual. And you begin to feel this energy surround you, this shield, as this form takes place. You can see Chauncey getting the same.
There's no problems with the spell, right? It's all gone through.
Oh, it's all fine.
Good.
All right. Good luck. They kind of tap you on the shoulder and you're led out onto the main stage. Our final preliminary match for today here in Kaylee's Rest. The Painted Prince! Like a cheer from the crowd.
I'll cast Dancing Lights, but what I'm going to do is have the orbs appear at my feet, so when I step, I'm leaving footprints of colour.
Yeah, great. Right. Give me a performance check.
Okay. 6 plus performance. 9.
Okay, so that's what you try to do, but the nerves get to you and the footsteps like are out of time. It's like you do it and then it's like 3 seconds later it's behind you and then the next one's too early and it just looks a little bit clumsy and awkward as you make it. And the crowd laughs, but not in a good way. Chauncey looks over, he's like, you're a great idea, mate. And he begins crafting like water out of the atmosphere, like moisture, into the shape of like a dragon, like a watery dragon.
Oh, wow, that's fun.
It does not look as very much like Lucius. He's like, ooh, and the dragon kind of bloosh and like completely drenches him. His hair gets plastered to his face and everybody laughs and he's like, ooh, and he like, bleh, he tries to draw.
Don't be so hard on the poor man. He tried his best.
He did. They look up and like, they're crowded like, ah, like, and you kind of, those of you who are watching, you get the sense that like, some people are like, oh, this must be the comedy duel that they brought out. This is the comic relief duel. And you're taken to your positions. The stage is set. Lucius, from inside, you can't really see the crowd that well. You can hear them, but you can't see them because everything is hidden behind like a purple and blue haze of this cube. The lights, it just seems to you like you're in daylight. It doesn't look like you've got bright lights in your face or anything like that. It's almost as if it's just normal daylight.
I thought there'd be a crowd. Did you think there'd be a crowd, Chauncey?
I think that there is, but we can't see them.
Oh, right.
It's exciting. Right, exciting. Well, best of luck to you.
Yeah, I hope you do your best.
Same to you, mate. Same to you. All right, here we go. And he takes his position.
Duelists, take positions. Spell clash!
And that's roll initiative, please.
All right. 2 plus.
Oh, for God's sake.
Why can't I have your rolls?
Do you want
4
my dice?
4 total. Now I've got these sweet new gems.
I just rolled a natural 20.
Oh, my God. Stop wasting.
Stop wasting them.
You need that dice. It's so weighted. I put it in the microwave for like 3 minutes.
Okay. Like a blob with 20 on top.
Okay. Okay. So the match begins. Chauncey kind of like drops down low. He like looks around and sort of from the moisture, the puddles that he's left on the ground, he kind of pulls up this blob of water, which then instantly freezes into a long spike of ice.
Oh, is that ice knife? Whoa!
Flies towards you. What's your AC?
It is 12, I believe.
Okay.
It might not be
so now. 14 to hit.
Yes, yeah, 12, yeah.
14, wow. So 14 hits. So remind me, it's D10 piercing damage, isn't it? And then a reflex save.
I should have stealth cast.
So you take 7 piercing damage to the shield.
Okay.
And then reflex save, dexterity save.
Oh, that's to this, right?
Yeah, so 7.
Can I have the pencil, please?
There you go. So 7 points, and then dexterity saving throw as it explodes into icy shards.
It's an 8 plus. Probably going to fail. Yeah, I've already failed. Go ahead with failure.
Okay.
10.
Yep, failure. So that's me, I've got a little damage. That's 5 more cold damage, which kind of erupts around the icy shield, and you can see the cold begins like pressuring in on it. And you guys watching from the stands, you can see Lucius take this really bad ice spike, kind of collapses. Quill, you're probably led out to your friends who are sat
there. Oh, okay. Hey, guys.
Quill's there.
Quill!
Awesome.
Lucius, your turn. Chauncey keeps about 60 feet between you and him for now.
Put the hammer.
Can I, as a reaction, cast Absorb Elements?
Absolutely you can,
and
yes.
I'm going to do that.
So that would half the cold damage, so you take 2 instead.
That was the 5 before,
yeah,
right?
So reduce it down to 2, so gain 3.
10.
Yep.
Okay, and yeah, I've got that now.
It'd be 9.
Yeah.
Damage,
right?
Yeah.
7
plus
2
is 9.
So you take a 9 out of 50 damage on that. Okay.
So you cast Absorb Elements, which absorbs some of the cold energy, and now you can feel like this cold energy coating your hands or any weapons that you have.
I'm just going to run at him.
Okay. Screaming.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm so sorry!
He like looks like, woo! I'm going to get my little dagger out.
Okay.
And then it's going to form ice. Uh-huh. And am I close enough to him?
60 feet, you can move 30 feet up, he's still 30 feet away.
I'll dash then, as this round.
Okay, so you spend your action to dash?
Yeah, and try
just
and
just screaming at
keep skirting around him.
Okay, make an intimidate check for me.
18.
18, okay. It's pretty good, but Chauncey's like...
21.
Oh, he like looks... 21 is a difference. Chauncey panics for a second. He like doesn't know what you're doing, and he just turns and runs. he runs like he dashes and runs 60 feet. So you're kind of Benny Hilling chasing him.
I've got to use this on you.
He's like, no, I don't want you to. I'm so sorry.
A secret spell.
He's like, Ayla, so why else would you run at me? That's insane.
What is happening? Why isn't he casting spells?
The crowd is just laughing. Well, you can try and call out to him if you want.
Lucius, pretend he's a cow.
Oh my god! yeah, Chauncey just runs for his turn, so what do you do? He just keeps 60 feet away from you.
Way better.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, I don't know what this is.
I don't know why he's not casting spells.
Why is he chasing a man?
With a knife.
He's like a murderer, like,
I didn't know he had a knife.
This is very uncharacteristic. I'm not used to seeing him like this.
I'll he's got put wild the knife away eyes. And cast Chromatic Orb of Fire.
Okay. It's fire.
Ooh.
Okay.
Add him.
So range spell attack.
Yep. 12 plus 5, 17.
17. Chauncey's going to use his reaction to cast Shield. So he kind of throws his hands up. He's like, as this shield comes into place and the spell impacts on it.
I'm not so intimidating, I promise.
He's like, well, I don't know, you're up to something. Why else would you run at me? He just throws up the shield as a reaction. Yep, so it misses. He has shield active. So
it's good now, right?
I'm just marking off some of his spells. He's down to one of those. So you've chased it. So you're about 60 feet away from him. He will turn around and he will, as a bonus action, he will spend some sorcery points to gain a first level spell slot back.
Ooh.
And then he will ice knife you again. For an 18 to hit.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Can't be helped. So 8 piercing damage to the shield.
I'll do absorb elements again.
So well, that won't affect the piercing damage. Piercing is non-elemental. So that you take 8 and then dexterity saving throw.
I'm waiting for Chauncey to flip.
9 plus...
It's going well.
Like 3, I think.
In all aspects.
Plus 2.
Yeah, 11. So failure. So 7, and if you cast absorb elements as your reaction,
I will do that. That'll
so
be
that will half it to 3.
20. 20 or 50.
Ooh, okay.
He's not, and you can see Chauncey's shield is completely fine. What are you guys in the audience doing? You're watching, and you can definitely see, like, unlike Quill's battle, this is going pretty badly for him so far. He's not hit with a spell, he's been hit a couple of times.
I'm like peeping through.
You're just like peeping fingers. Through your hands, just like that.
He was just like. Very confused. I'm just looking at like.
I only gave him Bardic Inspiration.
Yeah?
Yes.
Bardic Inspiration! anyone have any favor with the audience?
So I think, not at the moment, but I think Vala will like stand up and she starts like. Come on, Lucius, do something, you can do it, you can win! Like, she's like calling out, like, I've seen you fight before, you can do it! Not very high. but you do kind of, you can hear Valor's, like, voice kind of coming through. And you do feel this kind of swell. Maybe it's something about the arena or the shield, but it kind of plays with your magic a bit. Like, as your emotions build, like, this confidence, you can basically, so there's this thing where you can... immediately cast a first level spell thanks to Valor's encouragement.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
In which case
I'll... but this you're not sure if you can do this a lot, and depending on it, it might have repercussions as well. Like it's like a hidden reserve
spell?
Kind of, yes.
So it doesn't burn a spell slot?
Well, you gain the use of it, sorry, not immediately. So you gain a first level spell slot.
Oh,
so I'll get that back then.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah,
cool. All right.
This is you can only benefit from this once per spell clash.
Wish I had that, I'm all burned out.
Banging. Alright. So now I'm gonna cast. Yes. Yes, I can do well. Thank you, Vala. Chromatic Orb, again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna twin it.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You normally have to target another creature, but as this is spell clash, absolutely you can.
This is spell clash. You're right.
The rules of magic somewhat get distorted in spell clash because of the arena's field.
So I'll twin chromatic orb.
Okay. Two attack rolls.
Acid.
Okay.
Which allows me to do my dichromancy as well.
Yep.
So here we go.
So first one.
14 plus 5, that's 19.
19. Even with shield, he can't beat that. So that one goes through. Roll the second one.
14 plus 5, 19.
Same thing. So both boom, slam into the shield. And you can see Chauncey's about to prepare, but then he just gets slammed by these two effects.
So 3d8 on both.
Yeah.
So that's 7 plus 9 for the first one.
Yep.
And that's 7. Oh, plus 6.
13.
Another 13.
Wow. 22 in one hit.
Nice. So,
damn.
Boom, boom, mark off the sorcery points for twin spell. So you bam bam, these two orbs kind of spin out from the sides. Your dichromancy would also go off. Was that first level spell?
Yes.
So that'd be an extra 4 points of damage.
Yes, right.
So you watch as like half of Chauncey's shield cracks begin forming all on the sides of it, and suddenly the crowd is again interested in the fight as Lucius starts fighting back, as these acid begins, these goops of acid just bounce off the shield and begin melting at it away.
If he twinned it, would he get double dichromancy?
No.
Okay.
No, it still counts as only casting one spell. You just create two targets for.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I really try and ham up the whole like eye glowing thing.
Okay. Yeah. You kind of make a big sort of like gesture with it.
Bigger gestures. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Chauncey kind of like he's like, wow, that was really good. I guess I'm going to have to use my trump card then. Ooh. And he runs within about 30 feet of you, and he kind of clenches down, and you watch as these white dragon scales just begin kind of crawling up like his neck and his hands. His fangs, like his teeth kind of elongate. He kind of gets like draconic claws. Right, he's like, right, here we go! And he breathes a cone of cold, God. A cone of ice.
Holy shit.
What the heck, Chauncey?
What? Lucius gets to pull weird acid colour magic. This guy's got dragon blood.
That better be on his application.
Chauncey got
because otherwise that's a disqualification right there.
Does an innate ability like dragon breathing count as a spell? I'm trying to find, I'm finding a referee.
It is.
Who says it's innate? This could actually be a spell.
Yeah.
I'm finding a referee anyway.
This spell class.
Is this on his application?
You can ask.
Chauncey! Just shouting.
Hey, Chauncey!
He's formaturgy, I'm yelling it.
I wish I'd got my spell cards.
Hey. No, Chauncey!
So he's casting this at level. So dexterity saving throw, please, Lucius.
All right. 18, sorry.
18, so you're going to take half damage from this.
Oh, okay, that's sweet. Fine.
So that's going to be 10, so half it down to 5.
Nice.
In fact, actually, no, don't worry about that. I'm going to spend his last remaining... No, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, take it, 5.
Wait, does he have legendary action?
No, he's got sorcery points.
Oh, okay. I thought you were
going to... But you can see him like holding it in, and it looks like he takes a breath like he's going to do it again on his next turn. What do you do?
That was so powerful. I'm very proud of your abilities.
Thanks, me.
I could learn a thing or two from you. I'm going to cast Melf's Acid Arrow on him.
Sure. Ranged spell attack, I believe.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think it is. Yeah, it is. 19 plus 5, 24.
Oh, yeah, you can't do anything about that.
4. Nice. 4. 1.
Mega cocked.
2. 3.
What?
Fucking god. 5.
Wow.
And then there's 2d4 next turn. So 5, and then Dichromancy, please, of 5.
5. So you watch this arrow of acid splashes against the shield, but he kind of like breathes ice, which kind of helps protect it, absorbs some of the acid impact as it hits the thing, and but it begins eating away at the magical shield around him. Chauncey's like, I was expecting that to be a bit worse. And then he's like, it's all right. And breathes another cone of acid. Dexterity saving throw against, please.
Mm-hmm. 3 plus 3 is 6.
You're taking the full damage this time for 13 cold damage.
I will absorb elements at level 2.
Okay. So half the damage, so it goes to 6.
Yeah. Pretty powerful. Mm-hmm. When you absorb it, like, what does that? It
gives him resistance.
But does it do anything?
Oh, else? And then any melee weapon attacks he makes get an extra d6 of that element.
While I was running around with
a knife. Okay.
All right, that's like a crazy person.
Once you half it, it goes down to 6.
31.
The vision of Lucius just chasing
So at this point,
around.
The match seems very, very even.
Yeah.
The two of them are exchanging blows, and now that things have heated up, like you can see Chauncey roaring like a little dragon, and you know Lucius is throwing acid around, the crowd's really building into it, and you can hear them raging, but nobody seems to have gained a certain side, like it seems very even at
Ayla's
this point.
Gonna start a chant. Painted Prince! Painted Prince!
Yeah? Give me a perform check.
Oh god.
Because Ayla's doing it in an Ayla way.
6.
I feel like Ayla doing it would have a lot more weight, though.
Or
if it would
intimidate me any higher.
8.
8. It's still, you're like, painted prince.
Valor, but you do it.
Valor's like, yeah, painted prince, but it doesn't necessarily seem to be taking hold.
People have already stopped listening.
Lucius.
I'm going to.
No, the hammer was cooler anyway, it's fine.
You see, you start chanting Quill. That fight is over.
Quill!
I'm gonna try and cast Infestation on him.
Okay.
Yeah, I got this.
Okay.
This is a thing.
Infestation?
What?
And I'm gonna try and use it because it's a ton of mites, fleas, and other parasites.
I had to. How much damage did you do with the acid? It wasn't very high, it's fine. He made his concentration check.
It's 10 in total.
Yeah, it's fine.
I want them to appear around him and kind of distract him from, like, difficult to.
Okay.
Fire at me.
Okay. So what do I normally do for the spell?
Constitution saving throw.
Constitution saving throw.
Mm-hmm.
That is an 18 for me.
Yeah, that probably succeeds.
So you summon all of these mites and fleas. Like, how does Lucius even do this? This is a very un-Lucius spell.
Can it be like little insects of different colours?
Okay, so like little beetles and things like that. You create these little magical
cute
beetles.
Ones.
Okay, little cute ladybugs and stuff.
They're not lice and parasites. They're just
but
like
the scales all over Chauncey, they don't seem to like, they're biting, but the scales just seem to absorb most of it. And he's just like, here, I'm not going to fall for that. I grew up in the country.
I've got a reaction, right, with absorb elements.
Once per turn, you can use a reaction, yes.
Can I use that reaction to heal my shield?
It's a bonus action on your turn. So you can do it now, because you've spent your action.
I'm going to do that.
Okay, so you can feed a spell slot into it, and it's doubled the spell slots.
I'll feed my final level one into it. So what? How much does that give it back?
Two.
Two HP.
I believe so. I think it's two times.
Two times the level.
Fuck.
That's a lot for a...
Doesn't Mel's Acid Arrow also do extra damage this turn?
Yeah,
it does 2d4.
I'll roll that now. One. Three. Four.
Four more points.
Does Dichromancy kick off on that?
No. It's when you cast the spell.
Yeah. All right.
So it's...
And then I'm going to use my Sorcerer.
That's a bonus action, which you use to restore hit points to the shield. But you can do it next turn.
All right.
On Chauncey's one, he will... he will attempt to use his last, one of his last fifth levels to cast Ice Knife again. So he comes and summons another spike of ice that he throws your way. That is only a 7 to hit, however. So you throw to the side as you kind of expect it coming, knowing how the spell works. As it impacts the point, you miss that, and then dexterity saving throw for half for the cold damage.
17 plus 2, or 3.
So you 20. Take half, so it becomes 4. It would have been 8, but it goes half to 4.
33.
But yeah, Chauncey's shield definitely has more cracks on it now at this point. Lucius, you can see him kind of like chipping away. Lucius, your turn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to cast my
Would you want a bonus action sorcery points and get spell slots back?
Yes.
You can do that first and then you can cast as an act.
I'll do two sorcery points to get a level 2 back, right? Is that how that works? Or is it
I think it's 3 to get a level 2 back.
That's all my sorcery points then.
Yep.
Got a level 2 back.
Yep.
Which is pretty cool. I'm going to cast Chromatic Orb again.
Okay. At second level?
Second level.
Okay.
So that's 4d8.
That ranged spell attack.
That's 6.
Have you used your Bardic Inspiration yet?
No, I can use it now. Can I use it now?
Yeah, please.
Please.
5. That's 11 plus 5. 16.
Oh, he's going to shield it, isn't he?
I think he would absolutely use his last level 1 to shield because he's still got his Dragon's Breath up. So he throws up the shield.
Shit.
The Chromatic Orb hits it. He's like, well, I think that was your last spell, mate. I'm sorry.
Does my...
Necromancy still goes off?
Yeah.
So that's that was second level?
Second level, so 5.
5. So you watch as, like, he's like, I think that was your last, and then you pull out this last bit of acid.
I'll fight with every bit of my being.
And it hits the last bit of the shield, and you can see this big, dense crack now. Chauncey's shield looks on the verge of breaking, but he's like, you're tapped out. You've got no magic left. And then he's like, this is it. One final breath. Dexterity saving throw.
12 plus 3, that's 15.
15 is a save, so you take half, goes down to 5. It was 11.
Okay. Still in.
38.
As your shield is now beginning to crack, nowhere near as bad as his, but still getting to the edge of its life. And he begins, like, just, he's like, this spell will last for at least a little while longer. I'm going to overpower you, Mr. Lucius. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Fight with everything you've got. That's my go, yeah?
Yeah.
But I had a second level all along.
Okay.
Because I used my sorcery points.
Okay.
Unless I didn't cast it, let me know. I've got cantrips, it's fine.
No, if you say you've got the spell slots left, you've got the
spell slots. Can't remember if I chose the cast and it's full or not. I can't remember.
I think you couldn't because it was a bonus action and you used it to heal your shield instead.
In which case, I'm going to firebolt as a cantrip.
Yep, ranged spell attack.
Sorry.
No, it's... I have to trust you guys on, like, spell slots and stuff, because I can't see it.
17 plus 5.
Hits. He can't shield.
So it's a d10.
I don't have that open.
D10.
You got a d10 for...
Yeah, I got it.
You want a
the purple ones?
Yeah.
That looks cool. Use that one.
Three!
Sorry!
Not that cool.
The shield is barely holding itself together as Chauncey's this fiery light bolt launches out. This tiny little chip of it still remaining. Chauncey will rock up. He's like staggering over. He's just like, fight to the last bitter end. And he just like gives you a solid nod, like look, nod. Dex saving throw.
Oh, shit.
I mean,
could really do with the name.
No.
Oh, shit. Five.
Five. It's going to be full damage. It's nine.
I'm still in.
Three health left.
So at this point, their shields are just on the verge of breaking. The crowd is on the edge of their seats like, yeah, come on! Like, you know, these kind of close fights are very rare.
3 points.
Yeah, well, you don't know how many he's got left either.
3 points,
I think you're like one spell
got, like,
away.
One left?
You don't know.
How close am I?
30 feet. He's been keeping like 15 feet, sorry, about 15 feet away from you the whole time.
I'm going to use as my final attack.
What you think might be your final attack.
Oof. No, he looks like a dragon right now, right?
He does look like a bit of a dragon.
I'll use Acid Splash.
Okay. What do I roll?
So it's...
Is this a ranged spell attack?
Dex saving throw, please.
Nine.
Oh!
I succeed. D6 and Dichromancy.
No.
Six!
Not on a cantrip. You can get Dichromancy on
six.
Cantrip.
Six, though.
Still six damage. You kind of stagger back as he's bringing in this last breath.
The color like? Always is bright.
I need to work with that.
I don't think he's won. I think he's lost this.
What's he? That sentence made no sense. What's he doing?
I don't
what, know. What does Lucius' final spell look like?
It's quite pathetic. Like, it's just a blob of acid that comes out of a gem, and it kind of just arcs.
It hits in the middle of a group of these cracks where the shield is its weakest point. You watch as these blue shards just erupt onto the ground as the dust settles. Chauncey like looks down. He's like, well, "Bugger me!" The draconic features just recede away as the spell fades. He like looks up. Bloody good match.
I go to shake my hand and faint.
Okay. He's like, oh! He's like, I didn't do it! Some medics probably come out and check you over.
I'm fine.
Fainted Prince!
Woo!
Prince! There's a big cheer that goes around.
Thank you,
everybody. There's a couple of comments about, it could have ended a bit better.
Good.
Sentry, yeah. It's fine. They're fine. Nobody died.
Vala leaps up and is just like, they won!
They won!
Yeah! Quill, you were amazing!
I know!
I can't believe how quickly you beat that guy!
I can't believe it
garbage.
Either! He was awful! And Lucius, he fought as well!
That was so close! I thought he was gonna lose!
I mean, he beat a dragon thing! Chauncey, turns out, way more than he looked like he was.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He was a dragon.
I mean, he's like a dragon man.
He did also run away from Lucius around the arena. It wasn't the most majestic.
It's true. He could have done the dragon thing straight away and then Lucius would have been running.
Yeah.
Lucius, eventually you're kind of like given some drink and made sure you're okay. You're announced winner. You're taken out the back. You can see, in fact, Lucius, you probably glance. As you're making your way out the back and towards the stands where, you know, your friends are waiting, you see Richter talking with the dwarf, Torgon. And they look very, very unhappy.
What, with each
very
other?
Very unhappy.
Ooh. Sure.
But you hear, like, whispered and, like, looks towards in your direction and, like, whispers.
I'll just keep my head down and move along.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. You make your way back around to the front where your friends are waiting.
I'll wave off Chauncey if I see him.
Oh, yeah, Chauncey comes up and he's just like, just want to say thank you so much. I thought, you know... Those Clash of the Champions guys, they're all a bit dodgy, you know?
You not signed up with them?
No, I signed up with someone back in Goldthrone and then I came here.
Oh.
Because it was the nearest preliminary match, right? So I thought, I'd come here. And I signed up with an independent back there, but I've heard they're pretty bad news, so I'm glad that I got to fight you, sir.
Likewise, it was a very honourable fight.
Absolutely. You're a colour magic, that's amazing. I've never seen anything like that. I've met a few people like me with dragon blood.
Have you? Excellent. Well, yes, I've not seen anyone else with my abilities yet.
I think you're going to go far, and maybe Maybe if I pass my next preliminary, we'll fight again.
That'd be wonderful. Yeah. Thank you.
He's like, gives you a nod, gives you a thumbs up. He's like, right, I'm going to go eat some crisps. And he goes over to the snack store and he's buying big bags of fried potatoes. And yeah, you make your way back. Valor, as soon as she sees you, just runs up and she's like, Lucius, you're there. Oh my God, you're amazing. You fought the guy and he was a dragon and then you did the thing. It was so good.
I totally had him the whole time.
Man, I want to be in Spell Clash. Arthur, can I be in Spell Clash? Arthur's like, nope, absolutely
not.
Oh,
come on. She could be in Spell Clash.
Yeah, I can be in Spell Clash, Arthur. Like, nope.
She's more powerful than me and Birdie put together.
Age restrictions.
And when she's of age.
Yeah, maybe.
You've got all this time to practice, Valor.
She's like, yeah. I'm going to practice magic all the time now.
Good.
Well, be careful.
So cool.
I mean, be careful what magic you you practice. Like, not fire or
why?
Well, because you might burn down a building or kill someone.
I mean, I'm not going to just run around throwing fireballs and stuff everywhere, Quill.
Good point. I mean,
I was going to, like, set up target dummies or something.
That makes more sense. Yeah. I believe in you.
Like, why would I just randomly start throwing magic randomly?
I mean, that's what I was doing, and it won me a fight, so...
Well, I guess so. Oh my God, you guys were so cool!
I swear at one point I heard your voice, Val, and that...
Yeah, I was cheering you on!
Yes, that enhanced my spells, maybe better.
Really?
Yes.
That's cool.
The power of friendship.
Yeah! Friendship! And then she runs over and she hugs Ayla, and then she hugs Sentry.
Yeah!
And she hugs Quill.
Thank you.
She is like super hyped up teenager who's just like, this is the best thing ever and I want to do it all the time!
Well, Valor, now that we've won the preliminaries, we're going to be in even bigger tournaments against even stronger sorcerers and wizards and spellcasters.
Glassy-eyed. Daphne makes her way over to you. She's like... Very well done.
Thank you.
I have something to give you. She hands over a very crisp... It's made from metal and inserted into a leather wallet. And it's like a printed-on-metal sheet. And it has... your names, your titles, like your stage names, and it has an
Quill.
Etched
Quill.
Quill. It has Quillic and
Adelar Quill.
Quill. And it also has a small etched kind of picture of what you look like as well.
Oh.
And attached to it, you can see that on the back there is this kind of attached, like via a clip, is a 6-pointed star. But it's made from like a small crystal. And it's actually attached, and it can be attached and detached.
Okay.
Your Spell Clash licenses, Duelists, and she hands them to each of you.
Thank you.
Including your Mote of Starlight. Now, I don't know if you'll remember, but I explained the rules for the tournament in Goldthrone. It takes place in approximately between 8 and 10 days. You'll be allowed entrance, depending on the number of motes that you submit. Those who have the most motes will be given one of the 14 or 16 slots in the tournament itself. The grand prize is quite a substantial amount of gold, so I wish you all the best.
And based on previous entries, how many motes did they have to enter?
I mean, previous entries as in last year's tournament?
Yes. Tournaments, yeah.
Last year's tournament, I believe that the lowest, the upper tiers accumulate between 20, 30, 40 motes.
In 8 days?
The lowest, well, no, they accumulate them over a longer period. You are jumping into the tournament quite late, gentlemen. Mm. You've signed up quite late on. But the lowest that I've seen is 5 or 6, but that will put you in the lowest bracket.
Is there a potential to raise up the brackets if we start low and then we're in the same tournament?
You're in the same tournament, of course. You'll be placed against lower brackets alongside yourselves, but you will very quickly come against those who are far more experienced. I wouldn't expect you to pass the second round or so. But you may surprise me yet, gentlemen.
Thank you. And where should we go to find more moats?
Any Spell Clash arena that you encompass on the way, or if you meet duelists on the road, head to your nearest arena. At any time, you can ask the referees to host a moats duel. You will need to wager your moats, but the arena will be made available to you at any time of day, at any period. And as long as both opponents agree, the match will take place immediately.
Okay.
We always have referees on hand to provide shields. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's very good.
You're welcome. I believe there is another individual who would like to speak to you after your win as well. He was watching the match.
He was watching.
Interesting.
Yeah. She gestures over and leaning up against the food stand, holding like his head with a drink in another hand. You see this golden-skinned, white-haired, very dirty-looking man who's just like holding his head and he's like,
He's like looking around, but he hasn't spotted you yet.
Should we?
Was she talking
about
him?
Probably go speak to him. He did sponsor us after all.
Hold on. Let me just double check something else first.
Okay.
Nightfrost?
Yes, Master Lucius.
Have you seen?
It is only just getting dark now. I have not witnessed anything.
Nothing from Breeze yet.
Okay. Well, in that case, let's go celebrate with Gideon.
Right.
Okay. You make your way over. And as he kind of, as you kind of get closer, he hears your approach as the group of you all make your way over. And he like looks up. He's like,
"Well, I gotta say, you guys impressed me. I wasn't expecting you to do half as well. I thought for a second you were gonna bite it. I thought you were gonna faint or you were gonna collapse or something. But you really pulled it together, kid. I'm really impressed. And you, that Richter." He signed up with Clash of the Champions. He's had some training. The kind of spells he was using, the Earthen Grasp, that's a pretty good move in Spell Clash. Keeps your opponent in place and allows you to constantly put some pressure on their shields. That's a smart ploy.
Yeah.
You beat him into the ground with that magic of yours.
I've never seen anything like it before, but hey.
I'm sorry for the way I was before. I was pretty dismissive. Me and this sport, it's got a bad history. But I think you guys have got some real potential. If you wanted to, you know, keep going, that is. I understand if you've kind of got it out your system, but there's definitely ways I can help you.
I mean, we've got the licenses now. We need to gather some moats. Yeah. I guess if it happens, it happens.
Maybe Breeze is a Spell Clash duelist.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Sounds like a Spell Clash name, but I can't say I've ever heard of them.
Okay.
Well, if we come across people on the way in 8 to 10 days to a Guild Throne, then...
Well, listen, why don't you, where are you staying?
The rich place, can't remember the name of it.
It's like, well, listen, I'll make my own way to Gold Throne. I don't want to be traveling with you, and I know you probably got your own stuff to do, but I'm going to make my way up to the city. But before you leave, come and see me. I'll run you through some basic drills, some practices you can run. Might give you an advantage in the next time that you do a duel.
That'd be very useful.
I really appreciate that, Gideon.
He, like, looks for a minute, as if he's about to say something else. He's like, yeah, well, you know, I know the sport, and you seem like good kids, and you came to me instead of going to those assholes at Clash of the Champions, so, yeah, at least I can do is give you a few pointers. And then, hey, maybe you get the Gold Throne, you want to hire me on as a coach or a trainer or something like that, maybe I can help.
Absolutely.
Looks like you got somebody that can help you with the physical side of things, because you can't just sit back on your laurels. You got to be in a good physical shape to do this kind of thing, all right?
Yeah. Well,
you're telling me I should whip them into shape.
Maybe we'll go over it.
Well, but,
definitely giving them some helps with, you know, basics. You know, keeping their general fitness up to standard.
Hmm.
Can't just sit back and, you know, drink your life away like I did. Don't become a schmuck like me.
Well, thank you very much, Gideon.
So right. Oh, just keep an eye on your back as well. Can't imagine Torgon's pretty happy with you beating that Richter kid.
Did you see him?
Yes, he was really upset.
Yeah, watch your backs. Don't go down any dark alleyways at night on your own, is all I'm saying.
Okay.
Well, we've got some protection here.
We've got protection.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'll like slap Sentry's shoulder and say, well, Guardian, let's go gather those moats.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Oh, hey, with those moats. Why are you laughing?
No,
why are you laughing?
Nothing.
What's the problem?
I'm just thinking Spell Clash might be my destiny.
Don't know what just
Guardian.
Anyway. One thing with those moats.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Nice of light.
You meet some of these more unscrupulous duelists, they're going to pressure you to put more of as many of your moats on wager as they can. If they think they can beat you, they'll try and get... If you've got two or three, they'll make you wager all of them. But a few of them ain't above underhand tactics. The match themselves, they can adjust, but... I've heard of them doing things like, you know, kidnapping friends or, you know, holding ransoms, sending people to beat you up before the fight, make sure that you're not in fighting form. Just be careful, right?
What have we got ourselves in for?
You've pulled yourselves into Spell Clash, my friend. Glorious, amazing opportunities for wealth, fame, and money and power. Comes with a lot of, darker elements to it, shall we say.
Told you it was dangerous!
I didn't know this was...
Sentry has a point.
Yeah, this is,
It's fine.
It's up to you. At the end of the day, you don't have to do it, but I did try and warn you.
Sentry. We got it, it's fine,
it's good. Bad enough in the ring and now we've got one more danger outside of it.
I mean, look, we wanted to make a name for ourselves. We knew this was going to result in negative. It's fine, it's fine.
I think we need to go and get a warm plate or a hot chocolate or both because Sentry might implode. Mm-hmm.
As you're saying that, Master Lucius, I see someone. Figure has just emerged, a war guardian. Their armor is blackened. It is painted dark colors. They are traveling. They hold some sort of staff with them. They are waiting, searching around the garden, I believe. It is dark. The guards are patrolling on the outskirts.
And with that, we're going to end today's episode.
Hey, we freeze next time.
Mark Humes underestimates the potential for the party by saying, like, oh yeah, I'll put them against, like, fourth-level spellcasters, same level as them. That should be fairly even. No, they get fucking bullshit, like, three natural 20s.
Well, that was really close.
Yeah, this one was really close. This guy's just like...
I just rolled another natural 20.
What? Stop it. Save them all for next week.
Save them all for next week. Speaking of... We'll be back next week for some more Dungeons & Dragons. It's going to be a little birthday stream for me, Trot, and Ree. We're also going to have a little sponsor. We've got a cool sponsor.
There's
a one-off sponsor. We'll see you next week. I hope you enjoy it. There's loads more awesome content on the Yogscast Twitch. Also over on the High Rollers YouTube channel. You should go check that out and all of that good stuff.
Yeah.
We'll see you soon. Take care. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode. Remember to check out D&D Beyond with the link in the episode description. And we'll see you on Monday when Sentry finally meets up with the elusive. We'll see you then.